Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Dalid, Se'if Beis, Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. Se'if Beis, Al HaChoymetz Levadoi, Einim Avar Klum, Vivneshu Maziko. If a person were to drink vinegar straight up, undiluted, there's no bracha. And Se'if Aleph, we said, if you dilute the vinegar with water and you can make a drink, it'll be Se'if Shehakol. If it's not diluted, then it's harmful. There's no bracha at all. Mr. Buris of Kan Chavdad, Einam Avarach makes no bracha. The Dafka Bechomitz Chazak. This means you're talking about a very strong, acidic level of vinegar. Sheneschamitz Kolkach Shemevabeya Keshemashlich Nesala Oretz. It is so strong that when you throw it on the ground, it bubbles. Al Bechomitz Sheenel Chazak Kolkach, but vinegar that's not so strong. You do get benefit, and you should make a bracha. We drink things that are strong, whether it's alcoholic strong, liquor. So you can have a higher acidic level of vinegar and get it down. Our vinegar in the store is 5%. It could be a higher acidic level, but it can't be harmful. If it's not that strong that it doesn't bubble when you put it on the ground, it's not that strong, then maybe you get some hanah from it. But if it's really harmful and it's mazik, you don't get no, you don't make a bracha at all. Siv Gimel. When the wine is turning to vinegar, Recha Chola, Perish Choymitz, Vitame Chamra, it smells like vinegar, but it still tastes like wine. Chamrahu, halachically it's still wine. Umavar Chalov, Bor Piagofen, the bracha is still Bor Piagofen. Mishtabur Sukon Chafei, Recha Chola Vachulu. It smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. Siv Zev, Siv Dal Bo, Levire. This and the next se'if come to explain. Odesyayin shehischil is kalkel. When you have wine that's beginning to turn to vinegar, umitivo, the nature of it is shemitchila miskalkel recho. The smell changes first. Va'achkach taimo, and then the flavor. So it begins to have a vinegary smell, but it still tastes like wine. It's still berei pri hagofen. Se'if dalid. Once people will generally stop drinking it because it's too sour, at that point, you won't say Berpigofen anymore. El Shahakal, at that point, it becomes Shahakal. It doesn't taste entirely like vinegar. But the flavor is beginning to turn sour. That people don't want to drink it because of that. So if the wine has turned, or is beginning to turn to the point that people don't want to drink it anymore, at that point already, that's not just the smell is vinegar smell, the taste is vinegar taste. At that point, it's shahakel, even though you still have some wine taste also. It's not a pure vinegar taste. So if, hey, shimre yayin, mevorach alein bar pi gafen. The dregs at the bottom of the barrel of wine are also bar pi gafen. Nasan behem mayim, if you add water, if nasan shloshim midos mayim emotza arba, if you add three parts water and now it ends up as four parts because you had an equal part of the shmarim and its own liquid, then in this 1-3 ratio, havle kiyayin mozug, it's like any other diluted wine. The bracha is bar piagofen. V'motza pachos, but if it's less, even though you still taste the wine flavor, kiyua ba'alma, who it's called kiyua ba'alma. It's like a trace of the flavor. So if it's one part wine, three part water, it's still bar piagofen. But if it's less than that, it's less than one part wine to three parts water, then it's going to be shahakol. So the Mechaber says it's a 1 to 3, 1 part to 3 parts, 25% wine. V'hainu b'yeino shelohem. Now this was their wine. Shayu chazokam. Those were strong wines. The flavor came through. Ava yeino shelonu she'eino chazokam kolkach. But our wines that are not that strong. Afilu ramat los of us arba, if you're three parts water to one part wine, einu mevarcha bar pigofen. It's not bar pigofen. 25% wine is not enough. V'nirish emesharim b'shiur shemoz kinyan shemoz samalkin. It would seem that you should calculate based on the way they mix wine in that place. The Mechaber does not give us a ratio. Prima Godem says it's the ratio has to be at least 50% wine. We don't know what the ratio is. So at this point, he says it's got to be 50% wine. According to the Mechaber, if it's less than 50% wine, it's shahakol. It has to be at least 50% wine. The Ramah says, if you don't have a 1-6 ratio, then the wine is bottled to the water. But if the wine is 1:6, that's also considered wine. So it seems out of order, out of place in this position. The Mishnah Berurah is going to address that right away. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chav Zayin, Shimmer Yayin, the sediment, the dregs of the wine. Abar B'Yagofen, Haynu B'Shlod Nosan Alei Yamayim, that means you didn't add any water. Elashasa Oso Magufa, you drank them as is. Reisha Yesh from Lachluchas Yayin, since there's droplets and moisture of wine, Mevorach Bar P'Yagofen, the bracha is Bar P'Yagofen. For after Shmar Mazuki Mazuki, now these dregs, the sediment isn't good for you. After the maybe you suck on the juice and spit out the actual pieces. So the Mechaber says, if it's 3 parts water, 1 part of the shmarim, that's fine. That's Bar P'Yagofen. My b'shmarim shall anovim shedarchu osan. Make no mistake, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're discussing grapes that were pressed, shenasa b'litar v'smayim, and the original mixture of grape juice or wine had no water mixed in. And therefore, we'll take 1 part of that grape juice or that wine and 3 parts water, and that's still Bar P'Yagofen. Avo b'yayin simukim shalona, but we make raisin wine. Shenishim et chilat simukim im mayim. That means it wasn't wine to begin with, it was raisins with water. And you steep the raisins in the water. So when you finish the raisin wine, you're left with the sediment. That sediment, there's a lot of water in that sediment. If you're going to add more water, you certainly have lost any power of wine that it had originally. So this is only when you deal with fresh grapes and you make a wine and you have the shmarim, we could talk about adding water for a second batch. But if you start with raisins and you made a raisin wine, there's no second batch. You're not adding more water afterwards. Sivkan chav tes, v'matza pachs v'chulu. If you have less than a 1:3 ratio, then the bracha shahakol. V'davka b'shemarim. And again, this is when we have shemarim, the sediment. U'mishum d'lachluchis yayin sheyesh from einu chashko kach. Because the residue of wine in the shemarim is not that significant. But let's say you have actual wine that came from pressed grapes. If you add water, pour water into it, even if it's more than 3 parts water, maybe it's up to 6 parts water, that's absolutely wine. Like the Ramah writes afterwards. All we need is the flavor of wine to come out. It's considered fit to drink by this mixture. And people will drink it in place of wine with this mixture. Because if not, I mean, in the bottle of diet, it's called Adam, then his das is bottle. If no one drinks it like this, he can say, well, I do. If it's shahakal for everyone else, it's shahakal for him also. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that by shemarim, the ratio was 25% shemarim to 75% water. But if you actually had wine, real wine, it'll be you could use less of the wine and still be considered wine with even if it's less than 20%, 70% I think. So even that amount of wine is still considered wine with the rest being water. Sifkan lamed el shahakol. If you don't have the ratio, the bracha shahakol. Va'acharav. And the bracha achron is bar nefashos. Then the Mechaber says that was their wine, not our wine. That comes along the Ramah, ubavad, as long as you make sure that it's not 6 times more water than wine. Uvad shei v'chulam. Divi hagah ein lo be'or. This Ramah doesn't fit in. How do you explain this Ramah? The Mechaber halo b'lahachmer. The Mechaber is coming to be strict. Our wines aren't strong enough to go with 25% wine. Even if the minig of that place is to add a lot of water, if it's less than 25% wine, it's not going to help. Afilu b'yeno shelahem shechazakim, even by the strong ones. Umei haramah mashma, yet from the Ramah, the implication is the mahanet karav l'shishchalokamayim, that up to 6 parts water and 1 part wine is good. Ube'emes t'divya ogur lo kolashmarim. So the truth is like this. The Ramah is quoting an ogur, and this ogur is not discussing sediment. The bishmarim, when it comes to sediment, hashir k'mosh kosam mechaber, even the Ramah would agree that we go with the Shulchan Aruch's ratios. V'umari b'yayin anovim gufa, he's talking about actual grape wine. Kishemoz gu'emayim, you dilute it with water. Dat karav l'shisha shem yayin alov, up to 6 parts is still considered wine. Like the, it's like 70% wine and the rest is water. Still good. V'chanal, like we said before. Sifkar la mebeis, ki oz v'chulu. So if you have more than that ratio, then it's bottle and it's shahakul. The Mishnah Berurah says like this, v'im hayayin yosim e'ach l'shisha b'vayim, if there's more than a sixth of wine to water, shem yayin alav, according to the Ramah, that's wine. Ubavad shibotam v'reach shayayin, but it has to have the flavor and aroma of wine. V'derech b'nei adam lishtos yayin v'mizi kazo, and it's normal for people to drink the wine with this dilution. V'chanal b'sof sivkan chavtes, like we said before, in the end of sivkan chavtes. V'dan you should know. The divi hagoz omari gamkein b'yayin chai. The words of the Ramah apply to undiluted wine. Shenasim etchila b'lit harvus mayim, that was made without mixing any water. Ulakach roi sheito sefer lavachach harbe mayim. So it's fit to add plenty of water. V'yeshem yayin alav, and it's still called wine. Al b'yayin simukim shalanu, but our raisin wine. Shenisav etchila hat simukim b'harbe mayim, that the way to make raisin wine is to mix the raisins and plenty of water in the first place. Ein shaykh klal achakach mizika kazo. Then there's no way that you can again dilute it later on. Even less than this ratio, you're going to lose any semblance of wine to add water to it. So basically, you can't add water to raisin wine. Raisin wine is not regular wine. It was made by mixing water with raisins. Start adding water to raisin wine, you're going to lose the bracha. In Siman Reish Ayin Beis, the halachas of Kiddush, we clarify this very well. So if the ratio is more than 1 to 6, then it's for sure bottle. Even though you could taste the wine, it doesn't make a difference. It's bottle. It's shahakal.
So as long as it's still got shem yayin, you can use it for Kiddush and Abdullah and everything else?
Yeah. The after bialma kaim on top kikudirice. And now, why do we ignore the flavor of wine? The halacha is, if the flavor is there, it's like it, like the actual thing. That's a halacha. Tam is like the ikker on a Torah level. Hachalo choshev tam. This isn't really called tam. It's not real flavor. The kikuyah bialma dabi, again, it's a trace of the flavor. It's not the real flavor. If you were to mix wine with other drinks, we talked about that in Siman Reish Beis, mixing with beer, there's sangrias, there's other ways, mixing with wine, depending on the majority and the flavor of the wine, we'll still say that it's bar piagofen. The bottom line of this halacha, the Ramah comes out that if you take wine made from grapes, not from raisins, and you dilute it up to a 1-to-6 ratio, so it's still wine. But the Mechaber doesn't say that. Mechaber never gives that ratio. And the Mechaber says we can't use the ratios that they had. And like I said, Pima Gadam says the shear is 50%, at least 50% wine to be Barbi Goffin. So the Sfardim have a much higher bar of what's the definition of wine. And in some places you'll see there's a Sorol, they write that it's Barbi Goffin, the Shita Space Yosef, to show that it accommodates the Mechaber's view. There was a time, Chacham Avad Yosef writes, that the Eidah Charedis gave a hechsher on a brand of wine in Yerushalayim, and people working there came to Chacham Avad and said, you know, it's 17% wine and the rest is other things. So Chacham Avad said, that's terrible. We're making Bar Pi Ashkenazi could say Bar Pi Goffin, but we can't, it's Shahakal. So someone went to the head of the Eidah Charedis. He said, I don't believe it happened. And Yerchai says, we got no problem with what we do. Look what it says. Based in Sedek, Eidah Charedis, Kol Kehilas Ashkenazim. We only take responsibility for Ashkenazim. We don't take responsibility for the Sfardim. So Chamavet says, what kind of business is that? This is the most holy hechsher. Everyone relies on it. So he went to a chasana, and he was Masada Kedusha, and they had this wine. And he made a shahaka, went to the chuppah. Now Yehuda Tzedaka got the first of the Sharabachas, and he said shahakul under the chuppah. And after that, they made some changes. So it could be today, it's less of an issue, but I know this is a concern. The halacha, the Ramah is more mekel, the mecharba is more machmir, and the criteria to be bar megafa for Sfaradim is a higher bar that has to be reached.